A Braisa says, if a girl goes ahead and enters into suum with another man, that's considered to be her mian. What if she only accepted kedushin from another man? Is that also considered to be a mian? So Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Maseir holds even acceptance of kedushin is taka also a mian. Did Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Maseir? Secondly, if they do argue, do they only argue regarding Kedushin or even regarding the Suin? Also, if they argue regarding the Suin, do we passing like him or not? Then finally, if we do passing like him, do we only passing like him by the Suin or even Kedushin? Our answer is we learned that Rebuta name of Shmuel passing like Rebuta Meseira, that must mean that the Rabbanan argue on him regarding both. So, in fact, Mara, does he hold that this form of Mian is good only where she was in Arusa at the time of the acceptance of her new Kedushin or even if she was in a Su at the time of acceptance of her new Kedushin? The Mara says, Mara brings a proof from the daughter-in-laws of Abdon, who were overheard as telling other women, "Let our husbands be your husbands." When Rebbe was told of this comment, he said, "This is the greatest form of mian." Presumably, they were already married with nisuin at this point, and we see that an unconventional form of mian still is sufficient. The Gemara says it may be that these women were only married with kedushin at that point. That's why the mian was deemed sufficient. The Gemara passes like Rebbe Meseira, even when she was married with nisuin to the first husband. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said Rabbi Eliezer's
view is the most consistent regarding the marriage of an orphan minor, because he says that even a bia with her has no significance, to the point that if she is the daughter of a kohen, she may continue eating truma.
Bryce says, Rabbi Eliezer says, there's no true marriage for an orphan minor. Therefore, the husband does not get her fines, her earnings, does not annul her vows, does not inherit her, and if he's a kohen, he may not become tameter. The general rule is that she's not a wife in any respect, except that she needs to do mian to make the marriage batal. Otherwise, it becomes a marriage and she becomes an adult. When she becomes a gedayla. Rabbi Yeshua says that the husband does have all those rights that Rabbi Eliezer says he doesn't have. The general rule is that she's treated as his wife in all respects, except that his marriage can be dissolved with a simple mian. Rabbi said the view of Rabbi Eliezer appears more correct because he's more consistent, whereas Rabbi Yeshua is not. How is Rabbi Yeshua inconsistent? Mark explains, since he treats her like a wife, she should require a get. If so, Rabbi Eliezer is also inconsistent because if she's not a wife, she shouldn't even need mion. Mark says, we couldn't let her leave without getting a thing at all, so mion would be required. What's meant when he says she remains with the man because of the man, and when he says then, or she remains with the man not because of the man, what does this mean? Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Maseir Shmuel said, if someone proposes marriage to her and she says, I can't accept because I'm currently married, that's not mian. However, she says, I can't accept because that man is not, because that man, this man who's proposing to me is not befitting for me, that is a mian. Abaya bar Oven, Rav Chanina bar Oven said, if she receives a get, that makes it considered that she's been with him as her husband, and they become also to each other's relatives, and she becomes also to a kohen. However, if she did mion, that makes it considered as if she was not together with him as her husband, and they are mutter to each other's relatives, and she's not possible to a kohen. In fact, the next mission says that Abai Barov and Achanin Barov say explicitly what this, which would suggest that this is not what the previous mission meant to say. Where it says the next mission is explaining the earlier mishnah, and they're actually saying the same thing. It's not shver. Zok the Mishnah, if a girl does mian, the husband remains mutter to her relatives, and she also remains mutter to his relatives, and she remains mutter to a kohen. However, if he gave her a get, he would be usher to her relatives, and she would be usher to his relatives, and she would be usher to a kohen. Mishnah says, if he gave her a get, then remarried her, and then she did mian, and she married another man, and that marriage ended in his death or divorce, she may remarry the first husband. However, if she first did mian, and then remarried the first husband, and then he divorced her, and then she went and married another man, and the marriage ended from death or divorce, then she may not go back and marry the first husband. The general rule is, if the get came after the mian, she may not remarry him. If the mian came after the get, she may remarry him. Mishnah says, if a girl does mian, marries someone else and gets divorced from him, marries someone else and does mian with him, marries a fourth man and gets divorced from him, marries then a fifth man and does mian with him, the rule is that anyone from whom she's divorced may not remarry her, but anyone from whom she gave mian to may remarry her. Fact number, the early part of the mission seems to say that a mion is mevatl an earlier get. If the mion was done after the get and then she married somebody else, she's allowed to remarry the first husband after that marriage, the second husband is terminated. However, the later part of the mission seems to say that a mion is not mevatl an earlier divorce, because the mission says that she's also to all those that gave her a divorce, even though they were followed with a later mion. Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Maseir Shmuel said these two parts of the mission must have been taught by different tanoim. Rava said it maybe it's one tana. The difference between the cases is in the first part of the mission, the mion was given to the man who gave her the get, and therefore the mion is mevatl the get. In the later part, part, the mian is given to a different man, and therefore it can't be mevatel the get. In fact, why should be a difference when the mian is given to a man who didn't give her the divorce? We can't say that it's because we're concerned that the man who gave her the divorce convinces her to give the mian to the other man so that they can get back together, because then we would have the same concern when he's the same one who gave the divorce, and then you're giving a mian to the same person. They also have to be afraid that he'll convince her to leave the other man and come back to him. Marek explains, when she gave mian to a man that had previously divorced her, he had obviously already tried to convince her to come back, and it didn't work, so the concern doesn't exist. In fact, the question that exists is from a different part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if after mian he remarries her and then divorces, and she then marries someone else and gets divorced or widowed, she may not go back to the first husband. This suggests that if the second husband would have gotten miyun also, she would have been allowed to go back to the first husband, and shows that a miyun to another man is mevatel the get of the first man. However, the Mishnah later says that she can't return to any man that gave her to get, even though she subsequently gave miyun to the other man. Rabbi Elazar said, clearly the Tana of the earlier piece is not the same Tana who taught this later piece. Ula said, the case of the Mishnah may be where she had three marriages and a divorce. This gives her the appearance of an adult. That's why miyun doesn't help to mevatel those divorces. Who are the Tanaim whose view the different parts of the Mishnah follow? It says we find that Rabbi Yehuda named Rav said that when a Katana gets divorced, then remarried and ends a second marriage with Miyun, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir both say that she may not remarry the first husband. Rabbi Shmuel son of Rabbi Yossi said this is not what they said as also, because she would be mutter to remarry the first husband in this case. The case that they would say was also was that we do not cause a Yavama who is an Erva and a Ketana to do Mian just for the sake of allowing Yibam to the other Yavamas. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ashion said, Rav would agree that she may marry the relatives of the man that divorced her, and we're not going to the relatives to prevent her from remarrying the man herself. Another version says, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ashion said, Rav would say it is also for her to marry the relatives of the man as well, as a Gzeira, that she not come to marry this man himself.